Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God for his mercy renewed every morning on our behalf. We glorify him. Thank God for Jesus being our Savior, being our deliverer, being our healer, our burden bearer, our high tower, our strong tower. Oh, thank God for our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What an awesome God we serve. Every opportunity we have a chance to glorify the Father's name and glorify him for what he's done and for sending his Son, and his Son being that ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, redeeming us back to the Father. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. No matter how dark or how bleak or what all is going on in life, we can't help but if we love him, praise him, magnify him, when we thank God for what he's brought us out of and still bringing us out of, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We bless him tonight. He's awesome, wonderful, magnificent. There's none like him. So every opportunity we get a chance to bless him, to uplift his name, to glorify him, to give thanks and honor unto him, oh, help us, Lord, to do so. So we can get to that place, as he talks about in the songs, that I will bless the Lord. It won't be a cliche or something that sounds good or tickle the ears. It will be true. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. So we blessing the Lord and thanking him for everything that he's already done and doing and preparing ourselves tonight to hear what thus said the Lord of the breaking of the bread from our dear sister, Evangelist Jenkins, Brenda out of Columbia. We're just blessing the Lord because he's worthy. And I thank God tonight, bless the Lord for the prayer warriors and all those, glory to God, that have ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Praise God. We're going to give you our scripture reading. We're going to go ahead and pray. And we're going to leave the mic open in a moment for Evangelist Jenkins to share with us the bread of life what God has placed in her spirit. So our song, our scripture reading will be coming out of Songs tonight, 100. And it is amplified, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with joyful singing. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that is, that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord as we continue to bless him as we enter into his presence. Glory to God with thanksgiving, gratitude, and the attitude to have more of him. As this flesh be crucified, let the Lord my God be glorified. Father, as we enter into your presence tonight, and you said in your, it says in your word that in your presence is fullness of joy. So, Lord, as we delight in you tonight and give you glory and honor, in the midst of everything that goes on, God, we still know that you're in control and you deserve all the praise and glory because you're the God that is the creator, and anything and everything and whatever you want can be changed or around or turned around in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment, instant, however you want to do it. You know how to work things for our good, according to Romans 8:28. And you said in your word, when your word go out, It will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So, God, help us to have that faith to hold on to the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. God, we bless you for teaching us patience. And we thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for, glory to God, the vessels that you are, that you have set in the earth realm for such a time as this to carry your word, to speak in, decree, and declare your word. We bless you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank God, glory to God, for all his goodness. Continue to forgive us for every offense and transgression against your word. As your word, as we allow it to, as we eat it, glory to God, as we read it and take it in, it will transform us even the more into the image of Christ. Father, we thank you for this vessel tonight as well, that you are blessing. The word is already anointed. As you continue to anoint her, as she yields herself and avail herself for you to speak through, we give you glory and praise and honor. So thank you, glory, for everything that you've done and doing. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will be any interference tonight with the word or at any time in the name of Jesus and even over our lives and as our families and loved ones and the things that you've called us to do. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for you are just the awesome God, the almighty God, the El Shaddai, the almighty God that strengthens us and encourages us and enlightens us and give us that determination to continue to stand and to fight. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the armor as well, the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord God, as we, glory to God, come before you in this, in your presence with thanksgiving. And we love you in Jesus' name, and we adore you in Jesus' name. We're going to get ready to prepare to allow Minister Jenkins to come forth in her own way as the Lord bless her with the word tonight, the bread of life. We praise God for her. We thank God that I've known her in 20-something odd years, too, as well, and thank God for all that God has blessed and grooming and raising her up and doing great things in her life. Thank God for the prayer life that she has and the faith that she has for many things that God has brought her through in the name of Jesus. Great testimonies over the years. We pray God continue to bless and strengthen her. Thank God for all that he's doing in her. And we bless God for her pastor, overseer, Apostle Burton, in the name of Jesus. We bless God. At this time, we're going to praise the Lord for her and give space to this woman of God as she allowed the Lord to use her in her own way. So we're going to have attentive ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through her to the church, our vessels, whoever else had here over the years. Okay, the line don't want to open, but then I have to. Praise God. At this time now, we're going to present to you Evangelist Jenkins.
Okay, praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise
I thank God and praise. You can hear me, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, we can hear.
Okay, praise the Lord. I thank God and praise God for you opening the door for me at this time to bring forth the word. And as we go before the throne of grace, I would like to pray. Lord, I thank you for this gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and our minds to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. My topic tonight is overcome by the word of God, overcome by the word of your test in Revelation 12:11. And the scripture says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto them. What God has given me this year, because a lot of time we set on our testimony, and many people want to hear our testimony, and our testimony is not for us. It's for others, you know, so that they can get Christ in their life. So I'm going to tell you a little testimony of my life. My life before I was delivered were hell here on earth. I was raped in my early childhood and came from a very dysfunctional family. Got married at an early age in my life, had gun put in my mouth to kill me by my husband, was kicked in my stomach during my pregnancy, had gun drawn on me during my pregnancy of 7 months with the trigger pulled 3 times and didn't work, was thrown out the window of a 2-story apartment. Not only was physically abused, but verbally abused through my marriage and my family. But through it all, God brought me through all that. And my testimony started in the year of 1991 in Lexington County Jail, where I accepted Christ in my life. That year I was delivered from alcohol and cursing, in other words, using foul language. Later I was delivered from smoking and running the street, also from prison. But after all that, God brought me through so many things. Even through all that, and after I received Christ in my life, he took me through college, and even I didn't even finish high school. He brought me through theology college. I got my associate in theology. I got my associate through Midland Tech. And I even got a job working at Fort Jackson and not counting my criminal record. So I thank God, and even through all that testimony, God opened my eyes during the time of my surgery in Georgia. He showed me. A lot of times God deliver us and bring us out of bondage, and we put ourselves back in bondage. God showed me how he brought me out of bondage many times. He brought me out of bondage, and I put my own self back in bondage by comparing myself with other people, putting myself down, and looking out and comparing myself, but trying to be somebody who he has not made me to be. He said that he had made me unique in his sight and not what other people think I should be. So after he opened my eyes to that, he said, the things that you went through, I want you to testify and tell others what I have done for you. And I wrote down, the word of our testimony must be built on the power of the blood of Christ. But also we must confess our faults to one another in order that we might be healed by the redeeming grace of Christ. Our testimony is not our doctrine about Christ. It is the redemption we have with Christ. So, and then I want to remind you that it is not enough to pull through and to make it, but every trial should become to make it. Every trial we go through should become our testimony. God didn't put us through the fire for no reason, but that we become as pure as gold and fine as brass, so that God can receive the glory. For example, let's look at Acts 16:35-40, where this was when Paul, and it says, and when it was day, the magistrate sent the surgeon, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrate has sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they trust us out perfectly nay verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the surgeon told these words unto the magistrate, and they fell when they heard that there were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Nailah. And when they had seen the brethren, so what Paul is saying, Paul is saying, I have been beaten, I have been bound, but I am not going out like this, he says. No matter what he says, he called it an honor to suffer for Christ. You see, Paul said he is not going to be a coward and hide, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You see, In other words, too many times we want to hide our trials, afraid of what people would think, and like trying to make excuses. Yet we are afraid because people may think we are weak. We are strong. But the word of our testimony is the same thing as this. And the word was made flesh. And let me see what I put. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It is all about Christ and you, the hope of glory. It is all about the Spirit of the living God walking around in you. This is the word of your testimony. In other words, it is when we go to a point when our action of the Spirit of Christ living out in our life. So what I'm trying to say, we need to start giving out without sitting and hiding on our testimony. God has done so many things in our lives, and a lot of people don't even know. And sometimes you sit back and you look at the church because people are not testifying or glorifying God in the things that God has done in their life. God has done so many good things in our lives that we can't even name it. We can only name some of them, but sitting down and thinking about my testimony, I am glorified that what God has done for me in my life. I am glorified what God, who is God has made me. Because a lot of time I used to think I'm nobody. I was beneath what I am today. I always used to belittle myself, but God teach me how to love myself and to forgive others as He has forgiven me. And He has put me under mighty women of God who taught me how to love and how to be that person who God has ordained for me to be. So in conclusion, the good news of God's word in Revelation 12 is that we will win the battle. We will triumph because God has made our salvation secure in Christ. And his strength, by his power of his Spirit, he will see us through. We are called to be victorious by our testimony. That's what God has given me. So I encourage each other to share their testimony. Every chance you get, share your testimony because you're overcome by the word of your testimony. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You already finished, my dear?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Powerful testimony. You went through your testimony pretty fast, and quite a few people came on the line after your testimony. But for the encouragement of how God brought you out of several things, and I don't want you to go back all of it, but just even highlight just a little bit with those that came on and just hearing about how powerful it is to tell your testimony. And then I know we have to have wisdom with some of our testimonies, but God have a purpose for it all because we never know how much somebody is going through, what they're going through, and the enemy will have them locked down and feeling like they're in prison. They're just by themselves. Nobody else going through this. And then when they hear something as powerful as some of our testimonies, some of the things you said you went through from childhood all the way up, praise God. If you just briefly go back through for them to really understand why it is important to say your testimony. If you share a little bit back for those that hadn't heard, and then bless God. I knew it was going to be quick, but I knew it was going to be that fast, but it certainly is powerful.
Okay.
Amen. So if you don't mind, you can share a little bit more with them so they can know about why the Lord gave you that word about your testimony.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about my testimony, my life. My life before I was delivered was hell on earth. I was raped in my early childhood, came from a dysfunctional family, got married at an early stage in my life, had guns put in my mouth to kill me by my husband, was kicking my stomach during my pregnancy, had gun drawn on me during my pregnancy of 7 months with the trigger pulled 3 times and didn't work. Was thrown out the window of a 2-story apartment. Not only was physical abuse, but also verbally abused through my marriage and family. But yet, through that, all that, God had his hand on me. He had his, had me in the palm of his hand through all that. He kept me. My testimony started in the year of 1991 in Lexington County Jail, where I accepted Christ in my life. That year, I was delivered from alcohol and cursing, in other words, using foul language. Then I was delivered from smoking and running the streets. And later, during that time, God also healed my body from tuberculosis. He healed my body in 1999 from breast cancer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he also brought me out of prison. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Later in my life, in October of this year, after my surgery, God opened my eyes and he showed me who I really was and who I really am in his sight. A lot, and how he keep bringing me out of bondage. A lot of times we keep going back in bondage, like the dog going back to the same vomit. Every time God delivers you from something, you go back in that same vomit and wallow in all that vomit. That's what happened to me. I went back and God delivered me from anger. He delivered me from no self-esteem. But I put myself back through the same thing over and over, how the enemy come and play with your mind. That's why you have to keep yourself dressed in the full armor of God daily and keep that helmet of salvation and the sword, which is the word of God. You keep that. And once you get the sword, put the word up to God, we can use the word the same way Jesus used the word. Because he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So my word to you today is to encourage you to share your testimony, because your testimony is a powerful weapon. It's a powerful tool that God has given to us to help other people to come to Christ. Because if they see what you went through and your testimony, they will say, well, if God did it for them, God can do it. And then they will say, I want that Jesus that she got, because that Jesus that she got, she don't look like nothing but she went through. So that, you know, God just gave me that, you know, because the word of your testimony is the same thing as this. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It is all about Christ and you, the hope of glory. It is all about the spirit of the living God walking around in you. This is the word of our testimony. In other words, it is when we grow to a point when our actions are the spirit of Christ living out his life in us. So I want to encourage each and everyone to share their testimony, because we are called to be victorious by the word of our testimony.
Glorify God. What an awesome God. And out throughout the years, and as she said, through all those testimonies, how God bless when you get the word in and you grow. And even part of her testimony, she said earlier, that all that she had went through and how God has blessed throughout the years, and then without even having a high school diploma, she was able to go to college, got an associate degree, went to theology, got a bachelor's degree, also one for, what is it? It's not like you can work, a chaplain. Various things. Anointed vessel that God has blessed and used, and different healings she done been through, different crises, and even when she went through the abusive marriage, through all of those many years, and she stuck in there, God blessed, and he even got saved before he went on to glory. So we thank God for that, too, as well. Of course, like I said, I've known her for some years, too, as well. But I thank God for the progress and the process, and even through right now going through the attack that came against your body again with cancer, and the Lord bless you to come through that and still blessing you to go forward, and then tomorrow going to Atlanta. So y'all pray for against you. You have to go down there for to get that to have surgery once more time on what is the lip note?
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
What it is, Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
And so, and it's the joy that she have. You know, there got to be a relationship with God for you to be able to walk in the anointing and then be able to have joy and peace, still acknowledging the Lord, not, oh, woe me, this, that, and the other. Thank God for all the people that are praying. And but it's also that person, when they make up their mind, they're going to have a relationship with the Lord, and then you can hear through the testimony the glory of God. And going in, believing God, coming out, that it's going to be well too as well, and to be able to even have time to share with us even the night before she get ready to go back to Atlanta to the cancer center. And we believe in God for great miracles for you. But I am very enlightened and blessed in hearing that, because true enough, sometimes we need to be reminded. And we have sometimes that we'll come on and say, we're going to share testimonies of the goodness of the Lord and whatever. And we do it every once in a while, a few times, even over this line here. But we are to get more into that, because even the people we're praying for need to have some more strength and some hope and whatever like this for the various trials that go forth for us for them to know that we hear the praise reports about people we've been praying about, but also some things that we may have and others may have that's in their heart, to know that you can overcome regardless of that that's going on behind you. And sometimes the enemy will try to make us feel so shame, and so it's something that you hit on too earlier and whatever, because he don't want us to tell that, and then that other people and stuff like that be thinking they're by themselves, or I don't want to open up, or, you know, sometimes he'll just take that and put us in that little prison, and the enemy have it just beaten on the head and still having those voices and sounds of voices and still replaying that tape or over and over and over, and they can't seem to get free and don't even know somebody right across from them or right next to them or even went through worse. So it does make a difference about the overcoming in the testimony. So we give God glory and praise for the vessel tonight, for how God's used you to share that and to share that word, and the promises of the Lord do add rich and making no sorrow. We have to just keep casting the cares upon him, trusting and believing him, because he didn't told us already, John 10:10, that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly, many other afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. And he said he'll have a way to work things for our good in Romans 8:28. And then he told us also, then Peter, about that roaring lion and whatever like this. But God let us know for us to be alert and be sober. So it's so much in the word. It's so much, many reasons why we need to be in a place that we get rooted and grounded and have a relationship and be able to share and be able to, what the scriptures talks also about, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. And it also tells us and so forth that we are to confess our faults one to another so we can be healed. With wisdom, how God bless for us to be able to know who we're confessing or praying or getting somebody to pray and touch and agree with us. Those that are stronger and those that are standing on the promise, those that are standing on the word, those that's living a life, glory to God, according to the word. You don't go and spill your things out to any and everybody. And there's other times God wants us, as he unction us, open our mouth and speak what he's given us concerning these testimonies and sharing. So I just want to say that, and that's enough, but I want to open the lines and so forth for anyone that has just want to respond to in remarks. Give me a moment to open the lines. Evangelist, I do thank God for the boldness and the anointing. And that's like you say, you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like Paul had said. And that tell you right now in your testimonies and what God has given you is a definite. Praise the Lord. So give me a moment to open the rest of the lines, and then any responses and remarks we'll take. Praise God for any of those, or even if the Lord gives them a testimony. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank God, for he is worthy to be praised. What an awesome God. I give him glory. Father, we thank you for this vessel. You pray that you continue to cover under the blood. Keep her lifted up. Keep her strengthened. Keep her healed and whole. Thank you for bringing her through the fire. And like many times she done heard me tell her, too, it's like you don't have no stench of smoke from the very time of all the stuff that you done been through to what God has blessed under the anointing and the life that he's given you. That he may be glorified. The lines are open now, so those that have a desire to have any remarks, we give you that opportunity now.
Praise the Lord. Minister BJ.
Yes.
Somebody else can talk?
Go ahead, sister.
No, go ahead.
Praise God. I thank and praise God for the testimony and the word that Minister Brenda gave. Praise the Lord. God bless her heart. Truly, that was a powerful, testimonies, one after the other. And to God be the glory, hallelujah, for meeting Jesus, hallelujah. I praise God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we go through a whole lot of stuff, but you know what? Once you meet with Jesus, hallelujah, it's like he wipes the slate clean, hallelujah, and he gives you a new identity on life in Christ Jesus. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that Minister Brenda accepted, praise God. She gave a response to the call of Jesus in her life, praise God, in 1991. And I just praise God. I know once you have an encounter with him, your life will never be the same. And I'll tell you, praise God, Paul encouraged the people that was on that ship with him. He said, just stay with the ship, praise God, and you won't no souls be lost, just stay. And I want to encourage people to stay with Christ, because if you stay with him, praise God, don't make no difference what the situation look like, what the circumstance appear to be. Remember that our God that we serve is greater than any circumstance. He's greater than any situation, praise God, and as long as we, praise God, just stay with him, hallelujah, he's not going to forsake us, hallelujah. He's not going to leave us, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God he's going to bring us through what we're going through. And I like what Sister Brenda said, and praise God, what you're going through, praise God, is to bring glory to God, hallelujah. So when the enemy think he's beating you down and put you through the last thing you can take, a lot of times what he's trying to do is what his character's about, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. So I thank and praise God, and I encourage her to continue to stay with the word of God, because the word is quick. And I like she said, that scripture, she said that she was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For what? For it's the power of God unto salvation, praise God. So you stay with that word, praise God. Don't make no difference what you're going through. Just remember, you know what? Jesus, God said in his word, all things. Now, I don't like trouble. I don't like a lot of problems and situations and circumstances that are negative. I don't like them. I want the kids to act right. I want them to talk right. I want them to be close to Jesus, praise God. But we know we living in a day where they think they can do and say what they want to, but the devil is a lie, because the word of God promised to train them up in the way that they should go when they're young, and when they get old, they won't depart from it, praise God. So I just thank and praise God. She gave so many mighty, mighty testimonies, and thank and praise God. And I don't have the same. Everybody don't have the same testimony, but you do have a testimony, praise God. Hallelujah, because if once upon a time you was not in Christ, and that's all of us, hello, somebody, praise God, and then after that you met Jesus, hallelujah, there should be a difference in our life, hallelujah. And I can only imagine how people feel when they're going through something and they don't have Jesus. My God, I have no idea how they deal with situations and circumstances of life. Some things, hallelujah, that you face in life, if you don't have Christ in your life, my God, you'd be like on a ship up a creek without a paddle, for real. Hello, somebody, praise God. And I think about some people who go through some things, praise God, and they do claim Christ in their life, but nevertheless, the stuff seems so hard for them when a child come to them and say, well, Mama, I'm gay, or Mama, I'm a lesbian, or Mama, I'm whatever you call it, whatever they say. You know, that'll hit you below the belt, hello, somebody. It'll hit you in your bowels, hello, somebody. But you, when you have God on your side, guess what? You may get startled and knocked down for a moment, but you recover in the name of Jesus because of the presence of the living God that's right there by your side. I just thank you, praise God, all those testimonies. Just remind me of my little trip to Chicago just last week, praise God. I just thank and praise God how he blessed me to get on that flight and go up there, and then was in a snowstorm, praise God. And I said, Jesus, you ready? He said, I'm ready. I said, let's get out here and get it. And praise God, we got in that car driving in snow, praise God. and got to that funeral that I was there for, and praise God. But I thank and praise God how he brought me through that, because he told me, I said, Jesus, you still right here with me? He said, I'm right here with you. Praise God. When you got God on your side, don't make no difference what you're facing, praise God, you're going to make it. And I see time and time, I could tell so many different testimonies how my dad was gone home. But I better not get started because somebody else may have something. But I just thank and praise God for you, Sister Brenda. I thank and praise God for bringing you through all that you went through. Now, everybody not going to go through what you go through, and God knows what you can handle and what you cannot handle. Because, first of all, I ain't going to have nobody abusing me and disrespecting me. Oh, no, ma'am, I'm not going to put up with that, not one day. God know that. I would have hit that boy in the head with a skillet or something. And I know Jesus. Hello, somebody. And I would tell him, because I told my husband, I said, if you ever lay your hands on me, I will put you in the hospital, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to heaven. I don't know where you're going. So, some people can't go through what you're going through, but God knows what you can go through, and he knows what you can handle. But to God be the glory, whatever you go through, when you have Christ on your side, you're going to be able to make it, because remember what his promises are. His promises says all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. I thank and praise God. I could tell so many more, but I thank and praise God for blessing me, Lord God. I thank and praise God for some things I see, I don't like what I see, but I know if I just stand on the promises of God, God is going to bring it to pass. To God, whatever our prayers are, as long as we pray in accordance with his will for our lives, our family, our loved ones, our nation, praise God, our leaders, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God will bring it to pass. We just need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God, praise God. God bless you, Sister Brenda, for that powerful testimony. That was amazing. Thank you. Amen.
Glory to God.
Go ahead, Sister Alexander.
Okay, praise the Lord. Sister Brenda, thank God for you, baby. You are a overcomer. Thank God for strengthening you, the anointing that he put in you. And I thank him for being who you are, my dear girl, because I know Brenda. And I thank God for how he shined through her. Stand faithfully, no matter what goes on, to keep our eyes on the Lord. And that is what each and every one of us have to learn to do. Keep your eyes on the Lord, regardless what the situation is. Know that God's word is what's going to bring you through it all. And from what she said tonight, she went through the fire. But I thank God for you, my dear, because that teaches a lot of people that being true where you are, and some of them today still going through it. But, you know, this testimony that you gave is showing them that if you can make it through, baby, then next person can make it true. So God anointed you to give this testimony and to fill you with the boldness and to stand firm, to know that even though you went through the fire, I'm still here, standing firm. And this is what I believe, that no matter what happened, always remember, God is in control of the situation. So regardless what goes on, I'm overcomer. And as you said in your word, Revelation 16:12 and 6 and 11 tell you, and they overcome the Lamb, because all these things that come in your way is none but the adversary was coming, trying to take you out. But it wasn't for him, baby. It wasn't your time at all. So you stand strong, baby, and keep on going forward, because you are fully anointed by the word of God. And I enjoy your word. I enjoy it. Well, short and sweet. Thank God for you, my dear. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Brenda, I just want to thank you for the word of God. It was so good. It was really good. I thank you for how your topic was, overcoming by the word of God, letting us know today that we all have testimony, like Sister Willett said. We all have different testimony, but we all have a testimony to give to someone that out there that will hear us and take heed to what we are saying, that they might be going through situation, but God is able to bring them out of
the things that they might be going through. And as like you were saying, he opened up your eyes, and that's where it is when we in Christ. When we weren't in Christ, we were blind. But when we get in Christ, our eyes is open, and we don't see things the same as we used to. But then you were saying something about you. Sometimes you go back to the vomit, you go back, and you go back in bondage where God don't want us to go back. But then sometimes we do. But then when we end that bondage, I know when I had did that myself, I just couldn't stay there. I just couldn't stay in that situation knowing that God had done something for me. And I didn't even feel right, so I had to repent and get it right with God, get it back right with Him. Just repent, and now I just thank God for what He's doing as He continue like you said, as the church you had that you're around people that help you, and I thank God for the body of Christ, for the people that's on this line, you know, Sister Hub and Sister Willette and Sister Alexander. And Pastor Bird, and even you, and other ones, I thank God for joining up on this team, you know, joining up with these sisters in Christ that you might not even realize how much you have helped me to grow more than what I used to. But when I first came on this line, I was so nervous that I felt like I couldn't do it. But as I continue to hear each and every one of y'all pray, and each and every one of y'all pray and encourage me. And so, God, I just thank God for you, you know, just telling us that we have to tell our testimony and to let somebody know that God is able to deliver you and He's able to take you through. And so I just thank God. There's a lot more I could say, too, but I know somebody else might be on the line. But I just thank God for the word that you have already given us on tonight. May God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anyone else? Praise God before we bring our evangelist back on. Anyone else have a testimony or remarks about the word tonight? Well, I guess we just have listeners, evidently, just like you be in church or any place else. Sometimes that listening and you don't absorb and took some things into your spirit. Sometimes there's nothing else to say at this time, but we bless God for those that are here online and those. Yes?
Minister BJ.
Yes.
Darling, I would share a special testimony if nobody else has anything to say, because I have plenty to say all the time. Do you have a minute or so for me to share this special testimony of mine?
5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Praise the Lord. They always give me a time. A special testimony that means so much to me was when I was a little girl. Praise God. He's done so many things for me over and over again. But when I was a little girl, my dad had left home, and he was gone for a long time. And I remembered hearing somebody say, God answers prayer. And we was in this little three-room house, and that means mom and dad room, and the children's room and a kitchen. That was it. And we had a porch, praise God. So when I remembered that God answered prayer, they was building a little porch for us on the side. I remember somebody was working on that. And I remember going over and got down on my knees where the dirt was, and I bowed my head and put my little hands together, and I said, Lord, please bring my dad back home. And then I said, let him bring some little children for me to play with. Now, it was already seven children, and one of us had to sleep at the bottom of Mama's bed, so you know that was a child's prayer. But I did say, Lord, please bring my dad back home. And then I prayed the prayer, praise God, and then not a day or two later, a car drove up, and we rode wagons back in that time, but a car drove up, and my dad got out the car. You talking about the happiest little girl, praise God. I immediately, in my response, hallelujah, to what God had did for me, is I ran back to that same little spot as though it was real special, and I said, Lord, thank you for bringing my dad back home. And I said, that's all right about the little children, because God knew already we didn't need no more mouths to try to feed. But I thank and praise God, and from that period on, I knew God was big enough to do anything. when you pray to God and he answers your prayer, you're right. That's a testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's good to share that to let people know there ain't nothing too hard for God. And I know from that point, there was other things in my life. I remember being sick. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was at my first duty station in Fort Hood, Texas. Praise God. And I had to work in air conditioning. Well, we didn't have air conditioning where I came up at. So when I was working in this air-conditioned building, I used to have bad problems trying to breathe. And one evening, a major sat down next to me because they used to hear me trying to breathe. And he said, you know you can be healed of that. And you know what flashed in my mind, how God had brought my dad back home. And I remembered, I said, yes, I know I can be healed because my God is big enough to do anything. And the major looked at me and he said, well, you're healed in Jesus' name. And immediately I began to breathe normal. And this other guy, his name was Sergeant First Class Clemens, and he started looking in the back room because the back room was dark, and one but us three in there. And he said, man, I've got the right R. Roberts because this thing is real. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank and praise God, and on and on and on. God just shows up. Hallelujah. He does amazing things. But I thank and praise God for the first thing that as a child that I remember, how God answered my prayer. And to me, I believe that that began to build my faith from that point on in Christ. Hallelujah. So it was easy for me to accept Christ Jesus as a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when I heard the word and I heard children could accept Christ as their personal Savior, I went and gave my heart to the Lord. And I thank and praise God for that in the name of Jesus. Now, did I do everything perfect? No, I didn't. But I have been growing by the grace of God ever since. And God has continued, hallelujah, to give me victory in spite of whatever the situation looked like. So I thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank and praise and pray that the testimonies, like Sister Brenda say, will help somebody else in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Praise God. Any more comments or remarks? Praise God. Well, I bless the Lord, too, again, for the ministry in my sister, and how God is blessed, and how the powerful word with the dynamic testimonies come to glorify the Lord. We're going to continue to pray for you through your surgery this week, and for the Lord to bless, and have a couple other people. After you make your remarks, Sister Brenda, then I'll do a couple of praise reports for a couple of people we've been praying for and still requesting prayer. And we'll remember tomorrow night as well, we're going to have a prayer. And as the Lord bless, whether it be prayer and praise and testimony, however, we're going to have prayer tomorrow night at 7. But I'm going to give a space right now for Evangelist Brenda to have a couple of remarks, and then I'll give those other reports. Praise God, Sister Brenda.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of the prayer warriors for the words of encouragement, and that just motivated me more to stand firm on the word of God and to keep my relationship with God. And I just thank God for putting each one of you in my life, because y'all are an inspiration to me. I mean, I might not say nothing a lot of time when I'm on the line, but just hearing y'all and y'all prayer, that encouraged me to stand firm and know that God is going to work it out. So I just want to thank each and every one on the prayer line tonight.
We praise God for that too as well. Amen. Praise God. Just before I came on tonight, about an hour before I came on, I called Pastor Graham down in Savannah, that, you know, when I was talking about her brother, the one that had the surgery done on his kidney, I can't remember if they took it out or not, but anyway, they had that about a grapefruit size, and I think on Monday night, I shared some information that she had sent to let me know that he had went through the surgery, supposed to be 7.5 hours, but it ended up being only 3.5. That was glorifying the Lord, and that then the doctor was saying he could probably go in a couple of days. Well, the report even today now, he is doing great, and the only fight they have that we're praying about now, she was saying they want him to be on I can't remember what kind of diet it was. It's not, you can have it, but it's supposed to be, I think it's fat-free or something. And because it don't have the taste in it, he's fighting to the fact that he don't like the taste and whatever like this, so he's not half eating, but he wants to go and try to go ahead and get his own, get. She already told him, if you go out there and bust them stitches, instead of him just being just grateful and thankful, he's just concerned right now about eating differently. So just pray for him in that, but God has done greatly on that. She's back home in Savannah, and she was saying that he is doing very well, and I've told her already that we're still praying for our other brother on the 11th for that surgery. I'm not sure. I think that's upstate, though. But that particular brother, he had surgery on the pancreas, but they did, like, caught it early, as she had said, but he still got to have surgery. And brother Jeff, the spiritual son, his mother, the one that we've been praying for, that had the stroke, and then she had that blood on the brain and whatever, and the Lord blessed and brought her through that, but she's still going through some difficulties. And then just recently they found out, and I'm not quite sure whether I mentioned it on Monday night or not, that stage 4 cancer has been revealed. And so the doctor that's seeing her now is optimistic about the fact that I think it was some other kind of surgery she may have to have, but it's, you know, of course, it's, you know, it's pretty serious right now. So just praying for him and the family and the father and stuff like that. He's real close to his wife. They've been married 52 years, and he already had went through something with a bout with cancer just recently this year too himself. But he's doing pretty good, but he still has, you know, his treatments he has to take, and he's trying to stay there, you know, by his mother, his wife's side. So very praying for that family, the Thompsons, and praying continuously. God still has the last say, so just like he says too as well, when he's talking to the doctors and also, you know, in the midst of it, every day, like you said, just a blessing, just each day. So he's very being, you know, still listening to the voice of the Lord while he's still looking at, you know, the medical part too as well. So in the meantime, just pray for those families. But we are thanking the Lord for what God has already brought it through that one phase, and here is another attack with something else. But nevertheless, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And, of course, I told you the other night, well, I think I did, the other night with the elder from out of Macon, Georgia, that we were praying for her husband. He had a great report about coming through with the process with the cancer. Now, the other day, she was on her 71st birthday. She sent pictures. Both of them are good. And don't look like no stench of smoke was on him. The Lord bless. And the doctors have said cancer-free. So we give God glory and praise for all those that are praying with their church family and send the word out for us to pray on this prayer line as we lifting up and all of us collectively, divinely, appointment for us to join together forces and hearing the praise reports and even the ones that we're waiting to hear God's manifestation, even as we're praying ye one for another and so many different things that are going on. But it's wonderful when we can hear the hand of God when the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. And even when things look like it's midnight, God still come in and prove himself. But at the end of the day, we still need to give him praise, glory, and honor because he's the one that's in control. And thank God again for the testimonies and the power of the anointing at each stage that my sister has gone through life and made a stronger and more greater anointing, and another phase come through and the enemy could not, glory to God, take her down because of the power on the inside and all those people that's praying and being. And people have to realize, too, it's so important to have a good support system and stay around the fire, because you can't stay strong in the Lord and get through your testimony, get through these trials and have a testimony that's going to glorify God if we're out here on the island, because the enemy is all about destruction. And if he give place to him and we don't build our relationship and we don't stay accountable and stay strong and staying connected, and so we can be accountable for one of, you know, one another, bearing one another burden, the adversary will have more of a field day, and we won't have the testimonies that, like we're hearing tonight, and some of the ones that we already gone through and became overcomers and triumphant and victorious in. Praise God. Well, in the meantime, if there's anyone that we need to pray for besides Sister Brenda tonight and Sister Ann that's being challenged, and we're going to put those prayer requests up, and then we're going to be closed for tonight. I'm not just on the line, but we'll be still open to Jesus and whatever he's saying, and prepare ourselves for prayer for on Monday night. So at this time, if there is a request. We're going to add to that, and then we're going to get ready to pray and close. Amen.
Now, Pastor, I would like to add Pastor Burton to our prayer list and Minister Thomas and Sister Niles and her husband.
Okay. Okay, Thomas. How is he doing now?
He's doing a lot better than he was last week. He's doing great.
Okay, he didn't have to go to hospital?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, praise God, praise God. Okay, and now, and how's her husband doing tonight?
He's have his good days and he has his bad days, but we want to continue to keep him in prayer.
Okay, with the Alzheimer's, dementia.
Yeah, and also keep Sister Niles strengthened through all this.
The caregiver, yes, ma'am. Okay, then. And Pastor Burton is doing pretty good. I have to call her. Her shoulder doing pretty good through the process?
Yes, she's, but we believe in God, you know, that she can be able to move that more. She's still got
okay.
it in the sling.
The shoulder, yes, okay.
Yeah.
So, Burton, for her shoulder, for the operation she just had, that she went through successfully, Brother Thompson, the enemy trying to attack, when he's been, they had dealing with cancer, believing God for total healing. But even though he was going well, the enemy's attack. And Sister Noel's husband with dementia and her as a caregiver to have to be taking
yeah.
care of him. Yes, ma'am. And Sister Ann, prophetess.
Yes.
Still hadn't heard any.
No, she's doing much better. You know, she's eating more now, a little bit more than she was before.
Yeah, because Kelly was just from Seattle was just asking about her the other night, couldn't get in touch with her, not supposed to try it the weekend either. But I'm glad to hear that progressing because
yeah.
she does, that's definitely something that's needed. And for Brother Thomas Thompson that I was talking about with his mother, pray for her too because we know, with Ann, with the cancer attacks, like that, it's hard for them to have an appetite, and that's something she's going through, too, with she needs to get an appetite to eat, the one that had the stroke and now the four stages of cancer. Oh, praise God. So these are reports tonight for the pray. Okay, we're going to go ahead and combine a couple. Someone else?
Yes. Don't forget, Sister Parker's. Salmon with prayer.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Tell us what it was, so they'll know. Cause you told me, but
well, I know she said that someone had died in a family. I don't know who it were. That they had death in the family.
Okay.
And I did call Sister Vivian. I don't know if she on the phone or not, but she wasn't feeling. You know, she said she felt like she was coming down with a cold or something. So.
Okay.
Pray for her.
Pray for
I don't
her.
Know if she. Yeah, I don't know if she's on the phone or not, but pray for her too.
I don't think hers came up from out of Maryland, so I didn't see that. So we'll pray for her. Little weather. Okay, could be a cold.
Yeah.
Virus or whatever to say. Okay, my dear. Well, I'm going to break this down in three prayers for so that way we can. Pray and then bless God. Pastor Burton, Brother Thompson, and okay, I tell you what, let's do it like this. The ones that have been attacked with cancer, Thompson, Mother Thompson, Brother Thomas, and who is this other? Prophetess Ann. I have Mother Willette in just a moment. Not yet. Don't pray yet. For to pray for those three, those because all of this is concerning all cancer. So we just gonna come against that cancer demon, and so to all of those that are just named, and Pastor Burton and Sister Noel and Sister. Sister Parker, just say Sister Vivian. I'll just pray for Sister Parker. Those ones that we're talking about for their bodies, we're going to say Pastor Burton, Sister Noel's husband with the dementia, and pray for Sister Noel herself for as a caregiver. The Lord strengthen her body too, and her mind while she's going through that. So, and then I'll just take the other two. So, Mother Alexander, would you pray for Pastor Burton for her shoulder and also for Sister Noel's husband with dementia and her as a caregiver? And Sister McCormick, you go ahead and pray for Sister Parker and Sister Vivian. So,
okay.
Mother, Sister, well, Mother Alexander, you go ahead and pray for Pastor Burton and Sister Noel and her husband.
Lord
and
God,
then,
we
bring then,
sisters before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, use a healer, Lord God, and nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, you touch the Burton shoulder. We bind up that aches and pain that come against our Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to strengthen Sister Noel, Lord God, that she's able to do all she has to do for her husband, Lord God. And Father God, you said in the word, Lord, cast every cares on you. So we come today, Lord God, just casting all those cares on you, Lord. And we claim the victory through these things, Lord, because you gave us the authority and the dominion to stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy. And above all, Father God, you said in your word, in the name of Jesus, that above all, you want us to be in good health. So, Lord, we claim in good health for our sister and our brother right now in the name of Jesus, that they will see better days, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Mother McCormick.
Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. God, we come ask you, Lord God, to look down on this situation right now, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord, that you look down on Sister Parker's family tonight, Lord God, on the bereavement that they might be going through, God. God, we don't know what all it might be, but we know, God, that you knows all about it. And we know, God, that you is God that's able, Lord God, to give them the strength to go through their bereavement, Father. Strengthen that family right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you to look down on Sister Vivian, God, whatever it is that might be trying to come on her or what is it, a cult or whatever, God. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on that sickness that's trying to come on her right now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we claim healing in Sister Vivian's life right now. We claim healing right now that you would touch her body and you would send for total complete healing in her body, that her body would feel better. She won't be feeling kind of weak. She won't be feeling kind of that her throat won't be stretching, that she'll be feeling better when she wake up in the morning to do whatever she have to do. Father, we ask you to give us strength, Lord, because you said your word, God, 2,000 years ago we were healed. So we claim that healing in her body, and we pray that you'll continue, Lord, to look on Sister Parker and her family. Keep them, Lord God, as they go through the bereavement. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mother Willette.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, Father God, we just humbly come before your presence, thanking you that you are the living God, thanking you that you are the faithful God. Hallelujah. God, you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We pray to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. With expectation, hallelujah, according to the word of God, hallelujah, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it, Lord God. As long as it's according to your good will for our life, we know you hear us, and when we pray, our expectation is that change take place in the life of, Lord God, those that we're interceding for, because you taught us to pray. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise your name, hallelujah, this afternoon. Father, we lift up Mother Thompson in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who had the stroke, Lord God, but is now going through cancer. We pray for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Thomas, who's going through cancer, Lord God, and Prophetess Ann. We lift up these three people in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. We thank you that you're greater, you're bigger than cancer, hallelujah. As the songwriter say, you're bigger than HIV. You're bigger than anything that people have to face, Heavenly Father. And we pray the prayer of faith, believing, hallelujah, that a change will take place. We pray, God, that every cancer cell will dry up at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that the virtuous power of God will be supernaturally released in these bodies in the bloodstream, and let it take, Lord God, good life through every cell in their body, Lord God, drying up every rebellious cancer cell at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you that Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. We're not asking things, Lord God, that is not according to your word. We know you, Lord God, desire that people be whole and well. And Father God, my desire is that you wipe out cancer from the earth. At the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against this demonic cancer demon at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that the Holy Ghost will begin to expose to us what in the world is going on. We know the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God, we exalt the power of your word above everything else. Hallelujah. You said have faith in God. Hallelujah. Speak to this mountain. We speak to this mountain called cancer. We speak to this situation and command it to dry up and die. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for a good report. Thank you for Prophetess Ann getting her eating habits back online. And we pray that you strengthen her all the more, Heavenly Father, because food give us, Lord God, energy. And we pray, oh God, that she gets the energy. We pray, God, that while these people may be weak, Lord God, going through this situation, you be their strength. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We bless you. We know that you love each one of them and others that may be going through. So we pray, oh God, that you give them a good report and bring them through it and out of it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. As I come in agreement with all the prayers and even that special prayer just now for cancer demon drying up, even for when we pray for Evangelist Brenda Jenkins. We pray that prayer in agreement with my sister. Just pray for those that are going through that challenge and what had been attacked by it, that God bless and heal and deliver and bring them through the surgery and guide the hands of the doctors. There won't be no setbacks, no problems with anesthesia or anything that she go through, like she went through other surgery, and all be well, and this be the end of it. No more diagnosis, prognosis, any falsehood that the enemy tried to bring. We curse and cancel it. We're thanking you that we call them healed and whole, and pray you continue to strengthen and encourage her. Thank God for all those that have already prayed and encouraged her heart. We pray for Mother Freeman and Mother Smalls, as well as Mother Coker, as you continue to bless those seniors and those ministers too as well, and touch their body, heal and strengthen them, encourage them, even at this hour in the day, the 91, 80-something, 80-something, whatever. We pray in God for those blessed women, seniors in the gospel, and bless God, over to God, for the seasoned women of God, that you continue to bless them and open their mouths that they can be able to be used with that wisdom to share, even glory to God, the elder, even with the younger. God, continue to strengthen them in their bodies and in their minds. And we bless you. And I pray for these prayer warriors, God, so faithful all the time, regardless of what's going on around whatever season. God, they're in season, out of season, speaking and decreeing and declaring with, ah, shikarabosaya, what thus said the Lord. We thank you for Pastor Bird as well, included in all of the prayers too as well. We're thanking you, Lord God, for each one of them, praise God, that be on this line so faithful, Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, praise God. Thank God for Mother Pastor Bird, which she has been so faithful, except when in between now her transit. But we're thanking you, Lord God, for that. We're thanking you, Lord God, for Sister Brenda and for those others that, and Sister Kincaid and those periodically that be in the background, in the name of Jesus, and even every once in a while, my daughter from out west. We thank God for all those that are praying and have been praying and still praying, and even whether they're on the line or not. And God, we're praying this for Sister Tweedy. Come to mind sometime, help me to remember to, as some of us periodically have her come to mind, that we pray for her continuously and pray, God, bless her in whatever season it is she's away or whatever's going on in her life. Help us still to touch bases that make sure that our sisters and brothers are covered and doing well. We bless God for all that he's done and doing. And as we gather together again, praise God for the Monday night prayer, we pray, God, you continue to bless in all of our lives. Thank you for Thanksgiving is every day for us as believers, but even bringing us through the seasonal time for the United States and whoever else was recognizing the day of Thanksgiving. thank you so much for what you've done and doing. And even for those that weren't saved, that are still yet through their different organizations and other things that they took time out to share and bless others and give. And so we just bless you for them as well. And we thank you, Lord God. Help us the more to have a spirit of thanksgiving, the more in obedience and submission, and give to let these gifts be used to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If there's not any other other responses for tonight, praise God, we just want you to continue to keep each other prayed up, binding the hand of the enemy, playing a blood covering and protection and shield as we go in and out the various places as we join back together tomorrow night for prayer. As the Lord bless and bring the prayer requests and also continue. I think I'm going to finally get something done. I suppose it's been done over a year now. We get some cards made so we can share those sometime when you're out and you don't get a chance and some people are going through some things. You might be talking to them or sharing, and then you just can give them a card or something like this and decide to come on the prayer line. So be it. Now try to get those up. And Mother Alexander, do owe you an apology for we had so much going on. I get back to you concerning this other business, too, that I was supposed to talk to you about. So I do apologize. I try to get you, but the line, I didn't get you on the line earlier. So, but in the meantime, I bless the Lord. So if there's not any more responses or remarks, we're going to go ahead and speak shalom tonight of peace and blessings upon you all. Praise God. That's it? Nobody else? Well, bless
Amen.
The Lord, Sister Brenda, Peter Moore, that you continue to bless the Lord and pray in God's blessing and traveling mercy for you and or whoever's taking you down, your daughter or whoever is going to take you down. We pray God's blessings down there for that week and bringing you back safely to us and praying continued strength to your body. In Jesus' name, mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God again for the word.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, shalom. Be strengthened, be encouraged. And we bless the Lord for you and pray God continue to move miraculously on you all's behalf. We love you. Good night.
We love you.
Shalom.
Good night.
Love you too.
Shalom and praise God and bless everybody. Hallelujah.
Good night. Good night.
Good
Thank
night.
You. God bless you.
We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're so marvelous.